Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. As often as I can get to the mic, I am here for you to give you some positive words and hopefully give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's my goal, to help you find your keys, not to copy mine. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. I hope my words help you get through the day and help you to find that positivity that'll make your life happier. Don't forget the book. There's a discount through up tonight. It ends tonight. Sorry. You missed it because this show is going to air New Year's Eve. Well, actually through December 31st. So $2 off the book. You can use the code SAVE, the number 2 bucks, and check out and save $2 on the book. And you know where to go. You get that from the website, bepositivepodcast.com. If you got something you want me to talk about, just hit the text line, 304-506-3332. I love the pictures you guys send me of your holidays and your pets, and I love seeing that, and I love talking to you, too, and everybody's so surprised that I answer so fast. I try to answer pretty fast, and if I don't, I'm probably taking a nap. I have to say thank you to Podomatic for this entire year and all my podcast for years. They've been hosting my podcast and taking care of me big time. And if you want to start your own, you got something to talk about, you want to share some information that you have, go to podomatic.com. You can start it for free. It's amazing. And the tech support is great, and it's really easy. You can do it. All you got to do is be able to talk a lot. And I think I have that part down. All right. One more place. If you got something that's bigger than a text you want me to talk about, go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory, and I'll talk about it on the air, and I might give you a shout out. Just like Casey sent me a text message. No, actually an email. You didn't say if I could read his thing on the air, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. Casey, right? Okay. It says, I'm 22 years old with several chronic illnesses, going through a divorce and just trying to manifest greatness, education, and awareness. I have a doctor that used an opinionated statement instead of a factual statement, and I'm trying to do the best I can to educate them better. You're trying to educate the doctors. I don't believe in doctors unless you're, you can't take care of yourself. But Casey, I hope things work out. Or Casey, could be either one. Hope things work out, and you're going to teach those doctors a thing or two. All right, another shout-out to Allie. Allie, I don't know if I shouted you out on the show before. I'm so far behind. I'm trying to catch up. If you sent an email in and asked me some questions, I will get to it. I am so far behind. I am sorry, but I will get to it. Allie, thanks for checking in. And Casey, I hope things work out. Okay, what the hell am I going to talk about today? My gosh, it's New Year's, right? New Year's Eve. Right now, it is actually New Year's Eve when I'm recording this. And when you're listening to it, I hope it is New Year's Eve. The end of 2022 and moving into 2023. And oh my gosh, from what I've heard from people saying, oh my God, I'm so glad 2022 is over. But you know what? I hear that every year. Last year before, I heard, oh, I'm so glad 2021 is over. And every year, people only think about that kind of negative shit. I'm so glad that's over. And when you think about that, you're dwelling in the past. But you have to actually forget that. The year went by. There was some shit that went on. There's a lot of different opinions in the world. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of evil. There's all kind of stuff. But you have to step back and go, what am I here for? What am I here for? And I am here to experience this. I'm a physical manifestation of my consciousness, and I'm here to experience this thing called life. So why am I wasting my time worried about what other people think? And have you ever felt like you just knew something, or you felt something, or you dreamt something, and you just knew it was right, and it almost like a premonition? They call it deja vu, but I don't know. But that's what this show is about. And the question is the spirit world trying to contact you? And my daughter thinks I'm freaky because of some of the stuff I say and do. And she says, you go down there to do your podcast. You have no notes. You have no nothing. And you just start talking. And she goes, and you sound so different than you are when you talk to us. And I say, well, I just channel what I feel. I don't think about the words. It's not scripted. So this one is going to get out there. So I'm just warning you now. All right. I'm going to give you like 5 or 6 signs that the spirit world is trying to get a hold of you. It's trying to shake you into your reality and make you do something or get in touch with you. So what's the first thing you would think of that would make you think that the spirit world, the energies that are beyond, are trying to get in touch with you? Well, my first one is I have vivid dreams or visions. The spirit world, they can convey their messages through dreams. And it's almost also, if you meditate, I don't meditate a lot, only when I'm driving. No, I'm just kidding. I don't meditate, but I do stop and I do think a lot. And I do, I guess my meditation is zoning out. And that's when my mind goes blank and I can actually absorb energy. But it's almost like sometimes it's a movie, a little mini movie in my mind, and I see something and it happens. Or it's like I see something and I know that this is going to be okay, so I don't have to worry about this anymore because I already saw it being resolved and already know the answer and I can move on. You know, and that happens a lot when you're sleeping, because when you're asleep, you're really aligned with the spirit world. You are. And it comes down, you're more receptive to the other realms. And the spirits have that, it kind of gives them the in into your mind while you're sleeping, when you're open to it. Okay. All right. The next one that I want to talk about is your senses sometimes get so much more, enhanced. You ever just been somewhere and it's like, God, this smell just is overwhelming, or something, somebody touches you or something like that. And, or you go outside and the color is so brilliant. And you just feel something, and you know, and sometimes it can cause a ringing in your ears to let you know their spirits are near you. But, and you, have you ever been out like outside and just relaxing and all of a sudden you see something out of the corner of your eye and it's like, oh no, that didn't happen. You know, it makes no sense, but maybe you're being touched by someone from the spirit world. They're running by you, and maybe you actually, where you're not focused on your visual, which is straight ahead, your peripheral vision is not focused on items. It's just peripheral and it catches things. So, you know. You know what else happens? Here, this is another one. This is the one that pisses me off. And if any of you spirits are listening, I want to let you know that this pisses me off when you do this. And it happens all the time. My electronics start to act up. How many times you heard me say, I gotta reboot the studio. I got to reformat my computer. I had technical difficulties. And I'm telling you what. Whenever... either I'm really upset or angry, my computers crash, my phones don't work, all this stuff, they start that, and I think that it's the other side trying to contact us. It could be, you know, but I don't get it. You know, because you have to think about it. When people pass away, the body dies, but the energy that connects you to that person is everlasting. It'll always be there, and especially when you're open to receiving it. So if you lose somebody and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you feel that you can just feel it. Like the next one is when you get like goosebumps and chills. You ever just been somewhere just like, whoa, you get the chills and you feel like something is not, maybe something is watching you or someone is in the room with you, or you just feel like you're not alone. And then you just blow it off because like, no, I can't see it. So I'm going to blow it off because it frightens me. And it does. But think about it. We're all spiritual beings. We're having a human experience. So our connection to the spirit world is our home. So when you actually experience the feeling of maybe the other side or being contacted or just a weird feeling like you've done this before, or you dream something and it happens... when you feel that, just know that you're connecting with the spirit world. And we're all connected. It's not like the only thing that dies is the meat suit. I talk about it all the time, which sucks because we like this. We're enjoying this physical existence that we have, this physical manifestation of our consciousness. We're enjoying this. I love the fact that I can record and talk and touch and hug and do computers and play drums and just be who I am and experience emotions up and down, good and bad. And colors and smells and emotions, the run of emotions that you experience as a human. And when you embrace that as, that's what I'm here for, to experience all that. Even if something sucks really bad, you're going to get past it and then that's in your file. So when we move on, I think we take all these physical experiences and our consciousness is going to grow because we will understand more about the universal consciousness. You know, and that's just my take on that stuff. One last thing. I mean, I just want to say, have you ever had a moment when you're thinking of something and you got something on your mind and boom, you'll see a bumper sticker, you'll see an ad in a paper, or you'll see something that is exactly what you're thinking of, and it's like, how does that happen? And I think that's the spirit world actually really working to show you that there's more to life than just this physical meat suit that we live in. So if you're experiencing anything like that, any kind of stuff like that, then you're trying to be contacted. So let's open up. Don't be afraid. I always say step into that river of change. Don't be afraid to open up your heart and your mind to the possibilities and realize that don't limit yourself to this physical body, this meat suit, this physical existence. This is just a portion of our journey. So use it to the best that you can to gain all the information and knowledge that you can from this world. And you know what I wonder? I'm just going to wrap this up and this is something that I always wonder. All this stuff that we're doing, all the stuff I talk about down here, meat suit, learning stuff, experiencing emotions, blah, 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 all that stuff, right? Now I wonder, when we move on, when people die and move on to the next phase of their existence, do we remember this stuff? Because if we didn't, it would suck, I think. But I'm hoping that when we do move on, all these experiences that we have in this life, in this existence as a physical being, is that we'll be able to remember it and experience it and share it with everyone. And I really think that that's the key to this upcoming year. The past is the past. Let's move forward. Let's be strong. Don't worry about what other people think or say or do. Nobody. I don't care. Your neighbor, your spouse, your president, your government, your whatever. I don't care. I do care about it, but I'm not going to sacrifice my daily happiness thinking about stuff that's not going to make me happy. And that's just the way I roll. And guess what? Works for me, man. Works for me. It can work for you too. So hopefully I'm giving you some keys to open up that door. All right. That's it. Casey, Allie, I hope you enjoyed the show. I appreciate you taking the time to let me know you're listening. And that's the show. Is the spirit world trying to contact you? I don't know. If you think that you're experiencing some of the things that I talked about on the show, whether it's the vivid dreams and things that happen, or your senses are aroused, or your electronics is screwing up, or you're getting chills and goosebumps, or you're seeing something, let me know if this is happening to you or is this just happening to me. I don't think it's just happening to me. So hit me up on a text line, 304-506-3332. Tell me about your spiritual encounter with some weirdness that you can't explain. I know you guys got stories because I got them too, so I want to hear it. 304-506-3332, and I'll talk about them on the air, and I think it'll be pretty cool. That's it. That's the show. Happy New Year. Let's have a fantastic 2023. Stay positive and be positive. And that's it. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you later.